Ron was clenching Crabbe's gigantic fists. Feeling that it would be a bit of a giveaway if Ron punched Malfoy, Harry shot him a warning look and said,
"Do you know if the person who opened the chamber last time was caught?"
"Oh, yeah, whoever it was expelled," said Malfoy. "They're probably still in Azkaban."
"Azkaban?"
said Harry, puzzled. "Azkaban, the wizard prison, Goyle," said Malfoy, looking at him in disbelief. "Honestly, if you were any slower, you'd be going backward." He shifted restlessly in his chair and said, "Father says to keep my head down and let the heir of Slytherin get on with it. He says the school needs ridding of all the mud-blood filth, but not to get mixed up in it. Of course, he's got a lot on his plate at the moment. You know the Ministry of Magic raided our manor last week?" Harry tried to force Goyle's dull face into a look of concern. "Yeah," said Malfoy. "Luckily, they didn't find much. Father's got some very valuable dark arts stuff, but luckily we've got our own secret chamber under the drawing room floor."
"Oh,"
said Ron. Malfoy looked at him. So did Harry. Ron blushed. Even his hair was turning red. His nose was also slowly lengthening. Their hour was up. Ron was turning back into himself, and from the look of horror he was suddenly giving Harry, he must be too. They both jumped to their feet.
"Medicine for my stomach,"
Ron grunted, and without further ado, they sprinted the length of the Slytherin common room, hurled themselves at the stone wall, and dashed up the passage, hoping against hope that Malfoy hadn't noticed anything. Harry could feel his feet slipping around in Goyle's huge shoes and had to hoist up his robes as he shrank. They crashed up the steps into the dark entrance hall, which was full of a muffled pounding coming from the closet where they'd locked Crabbe and Goyle. Leaving their shoes outside the closet door, they sprinted in their socks up the marble staircase toward Moaning Myrtle's bathroom.
"Well, it wasn't a complete waste of time,"
Ron panted, closing the bathroom door behind them.
"I know we still haven't found out who's doing the attacks, but I'm going to write to Dad tomorrow and tell him to check under the Malfoy's drawing room."
Harry checked his face in the cracked mirror. He was back to normal. He put his glasses on as Ron hammered on the door of Hermione's stall.
"Hermione, come on. We've got loads to tell you."
"Go away,"
Hermione squeaked. Harry and Ron looked at each other.
"What's the matter?" said Ron. "You must be back to normal by now."
But Moaning Myrtle glided suddenly through the stall door. Harry had never seen her looking so happy.
"Oh, wait till you see," she said. "It's awful."
They heard the lock slide back, and Hermione emerged, sobbing, her robes pulled up over her head.
"What's up?" said Ron uncertainly. "Have you still got Millicent's nose or something?"
Hermione let her robes fall, and Ron backed into the sink. Her face was covered in black fur, her eyes had turned yellow, and there were long, pointed ears poking through her hair.
"It was a cat hair,"
she howled.
"Millicent Bulstrode must have a cat, and the potion isn't supposed to be used for animal transformations."
"Uh-oh," said Ron.
"You'll be teased. Something dreadful,"
said Myrtle happily.
"It's okay, Hermione," said Harry quickly. "We'll take you up to the hospital wing. Madame Pomfrey never asks too many questions."
It took a long time to persuade Hermione to leave the bathroom. Moaning Myrtle sped them on their way with a hearty guffaw.
"Wait till everyone finds out you've got a tail,"